Hello again, I'm Armin Alney, and this is Which Way LA, KCRW's ongoing series on the issues Southern Californians care about. Also on Which Way LA, desperate times are met with futile actions in Sacramento. LA's school superintendent concedes that budget cuts will do real damage to public education. Can parents be organized to make a difference? We're in Alney, back with Which Way LA on KCRW. The state legislature is engaging in song and dance, and LA's public schools are in mourning. Yesterday, the LA Unified School Board passed a $5.5 billion budget. Sounds like a lot. But the LAUSD is the nation's second largest, and the operating budget has now been cut so much that 2,200 teachers will have to be laid off, class sizes will increase, and in coming years, it could get a lot worse. Ramon Cortinas is the superintendent. Always good to have you on our program, but these are tough times.
Thank you.
How damaging is this to the goal of public education in Los Angeles?
I think it is damaging. I think it is yet to be seen what the damage will be. One of the things, as I visit schools almost every day, is even under these circumstances, I see the resilience of teachers the efforts of administrators and the understanding of youth like I've never seen it before, especially at high school, how important an education is. I do believe that at the middle and senior high school and the fourth and fifth grade, when you have the class sizes that I have now been approved, I think that there will be children that fall through the cracks. And I think that unless you're in a small school, that there is not the safety net that is needed and a watchful eye for those kinds of children. So I do think that it will have an effect because a teacher that has a 35, 38 at fourth and fifth in the high school and having taught all those grades, you cannot give the attention to the diversity of students that you have in a class with that many children. I think the lack of support services, the ratio I raised the counseling to, and in some cases a counselor is what gets a student through school. I think the whole issue of parent in engagement is going to take on a whole new culture of its own, because we're going to have to depend more on the parents and the community. And I have to tell you, we still have schools in this system where parents are not really welcome unless you bring lemonade and cookies. But we question you as a parent when you say, how come? What if? Why not? And I think more parents should be doing that. I think for us to get through the next several years in the state of California and in this school district, that we're going to have to be inclusive rather than being exclusive in the education of our children.
State law requires that you project the budget forward for 3 years. How much worse might it get if the kinds of projections you had to make yesterday actually were carried out?
Well, there are certain things I won't do. I would recommend to the board before I would increase class size anymore, if there was nothing else to cut, that we need to let the state take us over, and then they have to provide the money and run the school system.
Wow.
I think there comes a point that you can shave and you can do all sorts of things. But, you know, this is a $5.5 billion budget, and when you take into consideration all of the programs and the building program, it is a $13 billion business. And let me tell you, you do have to have personnel to run a business of that size.
The head of the teachers union says there still are negotiations going on. Is that true? Is it possible that things might change?
Yes. You know, I have asked all of the bargaining units that they need to be a part of the solution. I can tell you that we are meeting today with UTLA. We met yesterday with UTLA. We have been meeting last week with a coalition of bargaining units. I am not going to cut off conversation and communication with the people in this school district, because I think they have to be a part of the solution. And I think for too long, some of them have been kept out or have only been included when there is a dire need, and that's wrong. We've got to share information. We've got to share decision making. It's not been easy for us as a system. We've been more hierarchical, and I think the system has got to understand that if it is going to deal with these issues, that the role of parents, the role of teachers, administrators, classified employees, and at the high school, also the voice of students, has to be heard in a meaningful way.
Again, Ramon Cortinas is superintendent of the LA Unified School District. Mr. Cortinas, in these sad times, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Tanya Anton is author of The West Side Guide to Public Elementary Schools, Navigating Magnets, Charters, Permits, and More. Her website is gomamaguide.com. Tanya Anton, good to have you back on our program.
Thanks, Warren. It's good to be back.
Very interested in your take on what we just heard from the superintendent about increased parent engagement and a new culture, as he put it, where parents are not just welcome, but actually depended on much more than they have been in the past. What's your take on that?
Well, first of all, the budget cuts, the whole financial situation is devastating, and for everybody, administration, teachers, children, parents. It's a mess, and it needs to be solved. But I would add that there is a movement that I've been following and inspiring and a part of parent engagement, which I've actually watched happen not just in on the West Side, but also on the East Side, in the Valley, and when I spoke in New York, it's happening all over the country is what I'm hearing, of parents rallying around their little schools. And what my frustration is, and what I'd love to hear Cortinas' response is I love what he's saying about the engagement, about continuing the conversation, about the parents and the community getting involved and the resilience that we're going to have to come together to face these kinds of cuts. But many parents are already doing this. They're already working around to raise money to get involved in the schools and bring in programs. But we can only go so far because there is a disconnect of what we can actually do because our hands are tied at a certain point. We can bring in some enrichment programs. We can volunteer. We can do a bake sale and you know, raise some funds. But we can't control who's teaching our kids. We can't control the content of what goes on in the classroom. We can't control the class size increases, which, like Mr. Cortinas was saying, makes the span of differentiation almost impossible to manage in the classroom. And so where you're asking for parent involvement, a lot of us have been doing this and we're down this path and there is improvement, but at a certain point, we can't solve these kinds of problems because they're out of our jurisdiction, and furthermore, parents aren't really included in those decisions.
The superintendent has called for parcel tax to go on the board, on the ballot as soon as next year. That would be a tax, obviously, on properties in the district. Do you think that the kind of movement that you're talking about could be mobilized to advocate a property tax?
I think there's a frustration that the district is so unwieldy and covers such a large area of neighborhoods and miles and socioeconomic bases that a parcel tax, a part of the problem is the idea of where does all the money go? There's no transparency in so you raise the money, you have a parcel tax, suppose that goes through, then we still have the problem of where does the money go? Where's the transparency and all the money going to one big pot and then spread out of among this vast
area. Well, maybe you could get that changed as a condition of the parcel tax, but you could put that in the proposal.
Well, maybe if it only goes to certain, you know, that's an excellent. But then you have the disparity of who can raise more money in which areas, and it gets very complicated. It almost feels like the district is so large, it's almost unmanageable. I don't know. Okay.
Do you think there's going to be more middle-class flight from the district?
I think you're seeing, well, this, with this economy, a lot of the middle class actually has no choice but to go to public school, and some of the upper class can't afford, if they have two or three children, they can't afford private anymore. So what you're actually seeing is more people coming back to public school just because they can't afford private. You know, I think parents are just maneuvering around to get the best possible school they can. They're playing all their lotteries. They're trying to get the best possible option for their child in public school, whether that's a magnet or a charter or a neighborhood school that's really thriving. As one who's been really deeply invested in our public schools for the last 4 years, I just see with this economic crunch, it's getting harder and harder. We can make a lot of improvements, and parents have made a lot of improvements, but again, until we have decision-making power, shared decision-making, until our input is actually heard and validated and acted upon, parents can only do so much, and after a while they get frustrated and they want to go somewhere where they are validated. So,
what about the possibility that Superintendent Cortina suggested of things getting so bad that you just ask the state to take over and resolve the problems at that level?
Well, I see that as a real possibility with the fact that the majority of the money comes from the state and the state's in trouble. And, you know, I don't know that Governor Schwarzenegger has put a high priority on public education, and nor his predecessors. And then you have issues with the cap on property taxes. And you have most of the revenue coming from income taxes. And in this economy with a lot of people out of work, those numbers are just going down and down and down. So the idea of going into state receivership is a very likely possibility. It happened in the state of Louisiana. And I don't know if that's a great thing, but it might at least break it open to a lot of reform, and that's what we need. We need major reform.
Well, Tanya Anton, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Warren. I appreciate coming back.
Again, the website, GoMamaGuide.com, author of The West Side Guide to Public Elementary Schools, Navigating Magnets, Charters, Permits, and More. I'll be right back with Which Way L.A.?